ultimately the only thing that will save our country and our children is if we choose to love ours more than we hate each other. The chronic disease crisis was one of the primary reasons for my running for president, along with ending censorship in the Ukraine war. It's the reason I've made the heart-wrenching decision to suspend my campaign and to support President Trump. This decision is agonizing for me because of the difficulties it causes my wife and my children and my friends. But I have the certainty that this is what I've meant to do. And that certainty gives me internal peace, even in storms. If I'm given the chance to fix the chronic disease crisis and reform our food production, I promise that within 2 years, we will watch chronic disease burden lift dramatically. We will make Americans healthy again. Within 4 years, America will be a healthy country. We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands, and in the hands of the American voters and those of President Trump. If President Trump is elected and honors his word, the vast burden of chronic disease that now demoralizes and bankrupts the country will disappear. This is a spiritual journey for me. I reached my decision through deep prayer, through hard-nosed logic, and I asked myself, what choices must I make to maximize my chances to save America's children and restore national health? I felt that if I refused this opportunity, I would not be able to look myself in the mirror, knowing that I could have saved lives of countless children and reversed this country's chronic disease epidemic. I'm 70 years old. I may have a decade to be effective. I can't imagine that President Harris would allow me or anyone to solve these dire problems. After 8 years of President Harris, any opportunity for me to fix the problem will be out of my reach forever. President Trump has told me that he wants this to be his legacy. I'm choosing to believe that this time he will follow through. His son, his biggest donors, his closest friends, and all support this objective. My joining the Trump campaign will be a difficult sacrifice for my wife and children, but worthwhile if there's even a small chance of saving these kids. Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country and our children is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other. That's why I launched my campaign to unify America. My dad and uncle made such an enduring mark on the character of our nation, not so much because of any particular policies that they promoted, but because they were able to inspire profound love for our country and to fortify our sense of ourselves as a national community held together by ideals. They were able to put their love into the intentions and hearts of ordinary Americans and to unify a national populist movement of Americans, blacks and whites, Hispanics, urban
I couldn't
and
believe
rural
that he said
Americans,
national populist movement. Amazing.
Inspired affection and love and high hopes and a culture of kindness that continue to radiate among Americans from their memory. That's the spirit on which I ran my campaign and that I intend to bring into the campaign of President Trump. Instead of vitriol and polarization, I will appeal to the values that unite us, the goals that we could achieve if only we weren't at each other's throats. The most unifying theme for all Americans is that we all love our children. If we all unite around that issue now, we can finally give them the protection, the health, and the future that they deserve. Thank you all very much.
Hey!
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, the host of The War Room this afternoon. Owen Schroyer will be back in studio on Monday afternoon. And of course, Alex Jones will be hosting The Alex Jones Show on Sunday evening, and I will be hosting Sunday Night Live as well on Sunday evening. Make sure you stay tuned. And it's always possible that we have an emergency Saturday broadcast. Probably not this Saturday, but you never know until Saturday comes around whether or not Alex Jones wants everybody to come into the studio to try to save the world from the New World Order. And I've just got a couple more clips I want to show you from the RFK speech. It was a long speech. He started very late, as was expected, as is always the case with these things, seemingly. But these moments were incredibly powerful. And my favorite moment, as I've said, was we have to choose to love our kids more than we hate each other. That was like an iconic historical statement from a Kennedy. It felt today like there was really a Kennedy alive still. Not an off-brand Kennedy, not somebody that's a distant cousin or just happens to have the same last name. Today felt like you were watching a Kennedy speak. And I found it inspiring. I actually got chills just at that one moment when he said, we have to love our children more than we hate each other. And I think it was inspiring not just because of the things that he said, the points that he made, or the heroic act that he was committing, but it was inspiring because it was such a relief to learn that I was wrong about him. And he isn't this demon, this evil person that I thought that he was, this CIA plant that I thought he was. It's possible the CIA has infiltrated his campaign. I don't know. I'm sure they're trying to listen to everything he does, watch everything that he does. So many major lobbies and industries that have every incentive to silence him as much as possible. And frankly, they've succeeded fairly well at that. They couldn't keep his book off the shelves because everybody wanted to read it, but they have done a fairly good job of keeping RFK Jr. out of the feeds of people's algorithms on their social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, what have you. Most of the vaccine stuff that he says is against the terms of service of most of these platforms, except for X, of course. And consequently, he's kind of been shoved in the dark. They refused to cover him. The mainstream media all just agreed that they're not going to talk about RFK Jr. And what's so astounding to me about this is that the whole time the Democrats knew, the Democratic Party leadership, DNC staff, they all knew that Joe Biden was doing so poorly in the polls that it was better for them to throw an ambush candidate in than fight the good fight or try to come back. I mean, it was not redeemable. And keep in mind, folks, that in terms of political elections, 3-5% is basically considered a landslide. It's happened before. 3-5% victories, even greater margins have happened before. But we've never really seen an internal coup happen because someone was doing so poorly until Joe Biden. So their internal polls must have showed that he was just doing abysmally in every state, while the 538s and the other mainstream media outlets reported that he was ahead by 2 points or 3 points here and there. And Biden HQ was always tweeting a new poll, often an unheard of pollster, saying that Biden was in the lead in key swing states. Biden was projected to win 99 out of 100 times in the 538 projections. But internally, they were reeling and they were panicking. And given that they were reeling and panicking about Joe Biden internally, and you have RFK Jr. trying to run as a Kennedy, as a Democrat on the outside, it's unbelievable that they didn't just have an open convention or put RFK in the race from the get-go. And I guess it's become abundantly clear now that the reason they didn't do that is because he is genuinely an outsider. Just as Trump is a right-wing outsider, RFK Jr. is the left-wing outsider. He's got much more liberal notions about key policies. He would disagree with many of us if we were to sit down and talk to him about things like guns or other issues. He would say it in a polite and reasonable way, and he would do it in a likable way even, and he would, you know, leave us thinking twice about some of our ideas and vice versa, I'm sure. But he's definitely a Democrat, just as Donald Trump is a Republican. But the thing they have in common is that they're both outsiders. And now that populism has crossed a threshold where it is the predominant sentiment of the people, we see that outsiders can actually come together and unify on behalf of the true enemy. Enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? Because keep in mind, they've always tried to frame this as the right versus the left, Republicans versus Democrats, and they formed a uniparty that conspired against us with major corporations to exploit the American people in countless ways. Manufacturing to China, all totally gone. Education shot down with critical race theory. Public schools shot to hell. Roads broken, trains colliding. Almost everything that the government has done has been a total disaster over the course of the last 50 years. The only thing that I can think of that the government has done over the last 50 years that has been remarkable is they created the internet. It was originally DARPANET. That was some amazing technology. The military did create some amazing technology because it was way overfunded. But other than that, almost everything they've passed or done has only served to harm the American people in one way or the other, even if there were good intentions behind the legislation, because it always required increased spending, and increased spending always meant more printing, and more printing always meant a poorer people, and a poorer people cannot reach self-actualization if they do not have the means to do so. Kamala Harris talks about wanting, what does she call it? An opportunity economy, or an economy of opportunity? I can't remember how she framed it. Well, the best way to create opportunity for people is to stop making it impossible for them to accomplish anything or be who they want to be. How are we supposed to reach self-actualization if we don't have the freedom to do what it takes? How are we supposed to accomplish all that which we could potentially accomplish if the entire monetary system our civilization is based on is a lie itself? And they advocate for democracy over and over again. Threat to our democracy, threat to our democracy, threat to our democracy. It's absolutely disgusting how much they love democracy. They've created this false idol of it. But then every time democracy actually comes to play, they do everything they can to subvert it, sabotage it. Let's look at some of these comments from RFK. He explains the undemocratic attacks against his campaign by the DMC, DNC, and clip number 4 of the RFK list.
Uncles thrived in a system with open debates, with fair primaries, with regularly scheduled debates, with fair primaries, and with a truly independent media untainted by government propaganda and censorship, in a system of nonpartisan courts and election boards, everything would be different. After all, the polls consistently showed me beating each of the other candidates, both in favorability and also in head-to-head matchups. I'm sorry to
it's
say
true.
That while democracy
if the Democrats would have nominated him, he would have beat Donald Trump. I do believe that.
Slogan for our political institutions, for our media, and
they can
for our government.
Turn Kamala from 1% to 100% with a flip of a switch in one day. They could have turned RFK from 11% to 100%. No problem.
The Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth. The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot. The DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail. It ran a sham primary that was rigged to prevent any serious challenge to President Biden. Then, when a predictably bungled debate performance precipitated the palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate.
Less than 2%.
My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days. This is profoundly undemocratic. How are people to choose when they don't
know
who
Kim Jong-un
they're choosing? And how can this look to the rest of the world? My father and my uncle were always conscious of America's image abroad because of our nation's role as the template for democracy, the role model for democratic processes, and the leader of the free world. Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews, no debates, only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produced Chicago circus. There in Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Well, who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate? In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days. I do interviews every day. Many of you have interviewed me. Anybody who asks gets to interview me. Some days I do as many as 10. President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Harris is illegitimate.
She's a candidate that has never done an interview or debate.
They're tyrants.
During the entire election cycle. We know the answers. They did it by weaponizing the government agencies. They did it by abandoning democracy. They did it by suing the opposition and by disenfranchising American voters. What most alarms me isn't how the Democratic Party conducts its internal affairs or runs its candidates. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies. When a U.S. president colludes with or outright coerces media companies to censor political speech, it's an attack on our most sacred right of free expression, and that's the very right upon which all of our other constitutional rights rest.
Even more powerful remarks from RFK Jr. basically devastated the entire military-industrial complex by explaining the true reasons behind the Russia-Ukraine war. This is clip number 3 from the RFK list. So he's officially attacked the entire food industry to some capacity. He's officially attacked the entire pharmaceutical industry to some capacity. And he's attacked the military-industrial complex and the entire Democratic Party and the intelligence community all in one speech while handing the election to Donald Trump. I didn't even fathom that this was possible. If you would have asked me last week, I would have thought, hell no. What? No, that's never going to happen. But it did. It's one of the most historical moments in campaign history. I mean, this is going to be in textbooks, assuming that colleges actually give educations on political science years from now. This is textbook level campaign stuff going on right before our eyes. But let's watch this clip of him devastating the military-industrial complex. It's always nice to see someone spit the truth.
And these are the principal causes that persuaded me to leave the Democratic Party and run as an independent. And now to throw my support to President Trump. The causes were free speech, a war in Ukraine, and the war on our children. I've already described some of my personal experiences and struggles with a government censorship industrial complex. I want to say a word about the Ukraine war. The military industrial complex has provided us with a familiar comic book justification like they do on every war. That this one is a noble effort to stop a supervillain, Vladimir Putin, from invading the Ukraine and then to thwart his Hitler-like march across Europe. In fact, tiny Ukraine is a proxy in a geopolitical struggle initiated by the ambitions of the U.S. neocons for American global hegemony. I'm not excusing Putin for invading Ukraine. He had other options. But the war is Russia's predictable response to the reckless neocon project of extending NATO to encircle Russia, a hostile act. The credulous media rarely explained to Americans that we unilaterally walked away from two intermediate nuclear weapons treaties with Russia and then put nuclear-ready Aegis missile systems in Romania and Poland. This is a hostile act. The White House repeatedly spurned Russia's offer to preparing this war
for simultaneous nuclear war with what was it, North Korea, China, and Russia all at the same time months ago.
U.S. agencies overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine and installed a handpicked pro-Western government that launched a deadly civil war against ethnic Russians in Ukraine. In 2019, America walked away from a peace treaty, the Minsk Agreement, that had been negotiated between Russia and Ukraine by European nations. And then in April of 2022, we wanted the war. In April of 2022, President Biden sent Boris Johnson to Ukraine to force President Zelensky to tear up a peace agreement that he and the Russians had already signed, and the Russians were withdrawing troops. Kiev and Donbass and Luhansk. And that peace agreement would have brought peace to the region and would have allowed Donbass and Luhansk to remain part of Ukraine. President Biden stated that month that his objective in the war was regime change in Russia. His Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin simultaneously
tried a regime change in Russia. Hitler doesn't work out. You can't do it.
To degrade its capacity to fight anywhere else in the world. These objectives, of course, have nothing to do with what they were telling Americans about protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. Ukraine is a victim in this war, and it's a victim of the West. Since then, since tearing up that agreement, forcing Zelensky to tear up the agreement, we've squandered the flower of Ukrainian youth, as many as 600,000 Ukrainian kids and over 100,000 Russian kids, all of whom we should be mourning, have died. And the Ukraine's infrastructure is destroyed.
All right, take Kenny down for a moment. We'll go back to him. But I'm drinking some apple cider here. This isn't actually champagne, but it's the next best thing. I just want to salute RFK Jr. He's kind of split the baby here, but it has the exact same outcome. It's admitted that his wife, who's a big leftist, threw a huge fit and said, please don't, get off the battle.
Yeah, and we actually have leaked footage of that argument that will be shown after this clip.
But I'm getting off in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and the other battlegrounds. And then if you still want to vote for me where it doesn't really matter, go ahead. But really, I guess that's him explaining it to his wife. That's not how it's going to work. Blue states that are close to going red, he will, you will see several blue states or more, I predict at least two, go red because of that. So his people will go out and vote for him instead of Biden as independents. That'll pull mainly from Biden. And then he's pulling out the ballot in the red states, so it's a head-to-head between, I keep saying Biden, it doesn't matter, the puppet, Kamala. And then Trump will have an even bigger shot at overriding the fraud.
So, and this is why the left has been pretending that RFK Jr. doesn't exist.
By getting off the ballot in the battleground states,
they knew he had.
He gives
leverage.
Trump at least 5, 6, 7 points. And by having people vote against Biden in blue states, we'll probably get some blue states. So this is definitely champagne time. Here's to RFK Jr., a bold move. But it's still on it on the surface, won't outrage his wife. She probably doesn't understand
politics. It's amazing to me that RFK Jr. accomplished more for Donald Trump in 1 hour than the entire Democratic establishment could accomplish for Kamala Harris in 4 days. They had 4 days of speech after speech after speech, of poetry reading after poetry reading after poetry reading, of disabled person after disabled person after disabled person, of rant and rave and cackle. They brought out all the bigwigs, all the studs. Both the Obamas, Big Mike and Barack, they brought out both the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary. Everybody that was on the short list to be the VP candidate with Kamala Harris had a major speaking spot, as far as I could tell when I was looking at the lists. And they did nothing to gain the support of the American people. Yes, they might have re-inspired some of those within their base who were already going to vote for Kamala Harris. They might have bolstered the confidence and sentiments and excitement and energy that was already going to vote for them. But I would be very surprised if a single person, and if a single person had posted a video to this effect, you know it would have gone viral, and it didn't. I would be very surprised if a single person who was on the fence changed their mind after watching 4 days of the DNC this year. But I guarantee you, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Americans made the decision to vote for Donald J. Trump today as they saw that speech. But I did mention that we have this short clip, clip number 7 from the RFK Jr. clips list of leaked footage of RFK and his wife arguing over this endorsement.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, you heard him? You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
Donald Trump is the greatest thing in the world, except for a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomato is ripe. It's so perky. I love that. He distinctly said, Donald Trump.
Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore.
You never had it so good.
Kamala Harris, he said Kamala.
Don't say another word!
Cheryl.
Afraid.
You promised me that you would never say that name.
What?
Kamala?
Ah!
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Stiggin!
Kamala Harris. Harris,
I'm not
Harris,
listening.
Harris.
Wait. I make him better, the Democrats suffer.
Humiliations galore.
That's some of the best work I've ever seen Darren McBreen do. That is absolutely outstanding, hysterical, and frankly quite accurate. Amazing, folks. We're coming up on a break. It's the bottom of the hour. We're going to be back in 4 minutes. In the meantime, please open up a tab and visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we are still on the air by fighting for your health, investing in your health, both physical and mental, with our amazing products and amazing deals. More on the other side. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Donald Trump, you heard him? You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
Donald Trump is the greatest thing in the world. Except for a nice MLT, a mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomato is ripe. It's so perky. I love that. He distinctly said, Donald Trump.
Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore.
You never had it so good.
Kamala Harris, he said Kamala.
Don't say another word.
Cheryl.
I was afraid.
You promised me that you would never say that name.
What?
Kamala?
Ah!
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
Stegen!
Kamala Harris. Harris,
I'm not
Harris,
listening.
Wait. I make him better the Democrats suffer?
Humiliations galore.
Bye-bye, boy.
Have fun storming the White House.
White?
It would take a miracle. Bye-bye.
That's absolutely hysterical. Great work again, Darren McBreen, on that. So we're going to do a little bit of a Alex Jones was right celebration again, because he's right so many times. We've got a government study admitting now that fluoridated H2O lowers IQ. The internet adds another coin to Alex Jones was right jar. We're going to play clip number 11 here from my list. After a U.S. government report released this week revealed fluoridated drinking water leads to a lower IQ in children who consume it, the internet rushed to point out Alex Jones was right about the subject decades ago. Let's watch this report. Clip 11.
This is going to make you mad. On March 15, 2023, the U.S. government finally released a report it had suppressed since May of 22 on the effects of fluoride on our kids. It took a lawsuit to get the results of this six-month review of dozens and dozens of studies, which was funded by the taxpayers. Here's the conclusion I pulled right off page 467 of the report. The consistency of the data supports an inverse association between fluoride exposure and children's IQ. That means as fluoride goes up from drinking water, toothpaste, dental cleanings, whatever, IQ goes down in the developing brains of our kids. Now, who would want to block access to that information from the public? Oh, probably dentists. There are arguments both ways on fluoride and tooth decay, but nobody expected neurological damage. And withholding information is never, ever the answer to anything. Shame on those who'd even consider it. I think it's finally time to stop putting fluoride in our drinking water. Dentists be damned. People can choose to supplement it with tablets if they want, but they can't really choose not to drink the city water, right? Something like 98% of the Western world doesn't drink fluoridated water, and there's no outcry that their kids' teeth are rotting out of their mouths. You can filter fluoride out of your drinking water with a reverse osmosis system, a distillation system, or an ion exchange type of filtration. Let's help our kids keep their smarts. We worked hard to give that to them.
Now, I failed to look at what year this was. I think it might have been 2013. This is clip 36. Alex Jones was right and has been right for a very long time about fluoride. We are very proud that all of our products are fluoride-free. You can go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com and get fluoride-free toothpaste. And I believe they even have a bubblegum flavor that I need to get for my kids, because Harrison Smith says that his kids absolutely love the bubblegum toothpaste at drjonesnaturals.com. So let's watch clip number 36 here. You can see Alex Jones was right years and years ago, and everyone's acting all surprised today.
Pineal gland and these rods and cones in the brain have been proven to be able to pick up magnetic lines. It's how the geese can fly thousands of miles from Florida to Central America. It's how butterflies can do it. It's how all of this operates. They've proven, and they know that fluoride, not calcium fluoride, but hydrofluorosilicic, gums that up along with bromine, bromide. The whole family of fluoride is very, very bad. And so the good one is iodine, but most of that's bound up in things. And yeah, we sell it. That's not why. You can buy high-quality Himalayan salt, make sure it's registered and does have a good iodine.
Well, there you have it, folks. Now, where to begin with the news? Now we have a few minutes where we can get into the real news. We've gone through the RFK stuff, showed you all the important clips from the speech. Amazing speech. Watch the whole thing later on band.video or on at realalexjones on x.com. But there have been a lot of developments. We've seen escalations again and again and again in the conflicts in Ukraine. We've seen new developments in terms of assassination attempts or threats to Donald Trump's life in the last day. There's a manhunt going on for someone right now who wants to kill Donald Trump. Pharmaceutical companies are being accused of all sorts of new scandals, and the leftists are proving themselves dumb and dumb and dumb again and again and again in response to this DNC. Some of the things they're saying about RFK Jr. are absolutely asinine. But I guess I'll start with this. One of the things I thought was absolutely awesome, and I think this is part of the reason why Donald Trump and RFK Jr. are on the same team here, is Trump says that he's rejecting intelligence briefings to avoid deep state sabotage. Now, for those of you who may not know, traditionally speaking, at this juncture in a presidential election, once the two candidates have been established and it's in the final months or weeks of the election, both candidates begin receiving intelligence briefings on national security issues. These briefings, of course, have secret information, top secret information. It's all the details that anyone who's going to take on the job in January should begin to study, understand, and know now, so they know what they're getting themselves into and they're prepared to take the power under this peaceful transition of power. Now, Trump came out and said, I don't do the briefings, because what happens is they leak the briefings to the press and then they blame me for leaking them when we didn't leak them. It's just a setup and a trap. This is clip number 37.
Nominees traditionally get an intelligence services briefing when they become the nominee. Are you getting those briefings now? There was some controversy about that.
Well, I could if I wanted them, but I don't want them because, number one, I know what's happening.
And he's been on fire lately, Trump, with these short burst interviews. There have been a bunch of them popping up all over the place. Hilarious thing happened the other day. Fox News cut Trump's remarks on Kamala short. So he called into the next show on Fox News to finish saying what he had to say. I want to show you clip number 44 first. This is a clip where he was cut off, and then we'll show you where on Gutfeld he called in immediately on Gutfeld's, I think, cell phone to finish what he was saying. Go ahead with clip 44, please.
Okay, we appreciate that much. Live feedback.
Right. Stay right thank there. You. Live edition of Gutfeld is coming up. Thank you so much for joining us from Chicago. It's been a great week.
Good night.
That wasn't my fault, Donald Trump. Hey, Mr. President, I'm on this. I'm live now. Say hello to my audience. So don't say anything that'll get you in trouble. All right.
At this point, what difference does it make? We're doing well. We're leading in the polls.
All right, Mr. President.
8 points down.
Yeah.
And they said he has to get out, and they basically staged a coup.
Yeah.
And, let's all see how it happens, but I think we're doing very well.
All right.
We're going to do very well.
All right, Mr. P, I got to go.
Have a good time.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely hysterical or not. Trump is famous for this. This is just the kind of thing that only Trump would think of, only Trump would do. Biden would never do something like that. Kamala would never do something like that. Unless, of course, they stole the idea from him, like they've stolen so many of their policies from him. Things like no taxes on tips. But he's been doing stuff like this for years. Look at clip number 17 here. This is a hysterical clip that came across my feed today. I'd never seen it before. I couldn't believe that I'd never seen this before. And we will be taking calls in about an hour and a half. Up until Trump begins speaking at the rally tonight. But watch clip number 17 here. I want to hear what you think about it when you guys call in later.
Here's my car, valet people. Mr. Trump, there's a delivery truck blocking your car right now. We're going to get it moved. I'm sorry, it'll take like a couple minutes, I swear.
I don't have a couple of minutes. I'm busy. You know, I'm making money. I'm busy. Hey, by the way, whose car is this? Whose is it? I like this car. Is this your car?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm buying it. I need it. I need it fast. I'm buying it.
You're buying my car?
Yeah, here's a check. Thanks.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, just let me get my kids out of the back.
Now, wait a minute. I don't have time for this. These are your kids?
Yeah.
I'm buying them, too.
You're buying my kids.
I'm buying your kids, too. Whoa. This is yours. Whoa. Buy me.
Bye, guys.
Absolutely hysterical. It's funny, too, to hear a crowd laugh about buying children. Is indicative of an audience that understands the moral outrageousness of that. But we literally have the leftists buying and selling children, trafficking children, aborting children to the tune of millions and millions every single year, all the time, folks. Coming up on a break, stay with us for more on the other side.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkowitz and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a welder. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We are going to be staying on the air beyond the usual schedule of this broadcast because Trump is scheduled to speak at 6 p.m. Central Time here in Austin, Texas. But we want to make sure that you can see what he has to say. There are many people who are speculating that maybe RFK will be there. I'm not sure if that's the case or not at all. But it's definitely going to be a speech you're going to want to stay tuned for, because this is going to be Donald Trump responding to RFK Jr.'s statements today. Now, he has done some responding already, but this is going to be a major, major moment that I think is going to put the DNC in a memory hole where nobody remembers that it even happened. I think all the energy from that hellhole was just evacuated entirely by RFK Jr. today. Thank God. And the Democrats knew this was going to happen, so they started the prescriptive programming, formerly known as predictive programming, but now it's prescriptive, where we see the leftists on social media just buying into the new algorithm, the new formula, constantly saying things about how desperate Trump must be if he's going to allow a Democrat like RFK Jr. into his administration in exchange for his endorsement. How desperate is Trump? How desperate is it that this is happening? They're trying to undermine the argument that this is an incredible thing and basically the death of the Kamala Harris campaign. A lot can happen between now and November 5th, but this was a major, major blow. Like an October surprise level blow, but happening now. This is clip number 23 of Krasenstein. And I don't know which Krasenstein it is. So I call them the Krasenstein clones for a reason. But this is Krasenstein talking about the Trump RFK endorsement before it happened. Go ahead.
So later today, we will see if Trump believes his chances are so incredibly slim that he has to resort to offering a cabinet position to a failed third-party candidate in exchange for an endorsement.
Unbelievable. What a stupid take. First of all, you constantly say that Trump is a liar. So if he's a liar, then he could just offer the cabinet position and not give it to him. It's a trust-based situation. So obviously there's real trust there. And the type of cabinet position that he's going to have, I'm sure, is going to be well-suited to what he is correct about, whether it's health-related, vaccine-related, food industry-related. I would like to have seen him become the director of the CIA. He probably doesn't even want to do that. People have floated attorney general. But I think he's genuinely passionate about this health issue from multiple standpoints, especially with these practices the leftists advocate against our children, like fluoride in water, fluoride in toothpaste, vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, no matter how old they are, Ozempic starting at the age of 6. And now we have reports that Oxford is thinking about actually recommending a curfew of 6 p.m., I heard, because of the Eastern Equine Encephalitis. I think they call it the 3E. This is clip number 42 here we're going to run in a second. The Central Massachusetts town limits outdoor activities after first human EEE case since 2020. So one person gets sick, the whole town shuts down. We knew that the lockdowns weren't working the last time. Why would they work this time? We knew that social distancing didn't work last time. Why would they work this time? We knew that masks didn't work last time. Why would they work this time? One person gets sick, and so everybody is just going to stay home until he gets better. Usually when you get sick, you're the one that stays home while everybody else goes to work, right? But now it's just so inverted. It's satanic inversion again, where everybody stays home because one person is sick. This is clip number 42.
Developing news from Oxford, officials at a Board of Health meeting have approved a recommendation to issue a 6 p.m. curfew to keep residents safe from high levels of Triple E.
Triple E?
People at that meeting, not happy.
Please don't do this to our kids.
800 people signed a petition.
They're not having it. So kids wearing his football jersey. Wants
officials
to play
approving the recommendation say they aren't banning people from going outside, but instead putting safety measures in place. They suggest the 6 p.m. curfew lasts until September 30th.
And starting October 1st, the curfew. One guy is sick, and they want everybody to stay home until the end of next month. My entire life. It is up there, folks.
Sutton and Webster are also listed as critical in the state. People who attended the meeting believe the move will hurt after-school activities, including sports.
We have probably well over 150 people that are here to stand up for their kids, to make the parents, you know, have their own decision, make their decisions.
Last week, an Oxford man in his 80s tested positive for Triple E, the first such case since 2020. We spoke with the Department of Public Health on what people should do if they live in an area with high risk levels of Triple E.
In areas of high and critical risk, we really want people to be thoughtful about when they time their outdoor activities. Mosquito activity, feeding activity, really peaks at dusk and dawn.
And you can see the latest state map to see the risk level in your community. We have it posted on the more section of Boston25News.com.
Now, speaking of stupid, we're going to do a little bit of a speed run where we go through a bunch of these clips that I have here of just leftist after leftist saying dumb thing after dumb thing. I have to pivot away from that. It's so frustrating. It's also relevant because it's also an example of leftism doing stupid things. But yeah, that poor kid, the beginning of that clip that was wearing his football jersey, it's about ready to be football season. And if they're going to have a curfew where everybody has to stay home or is supposed to stay home after 6 p.m., as if you can't get sick during the day, but you can only get sick at night, that's going to like wreck his entire football season. Right? And I don't care much about sports. I never really had much of an interest in it, but I had friends that played sports and football. And you have 4 years to play football in high school, unless you're good enough to play college ball. Most kids aren't. And so to take an entire season is to like eradicate 25% of what's left that's positive about a high school experience for some of these kids. It's totally screwed up, asinine, and backwards. Now, yesterday, there were reports that there was going to be some surprise guest or performer. Some people were saying it was Taylor Swift. Others were saying it was Beyonce. And there were even rumors floating around, I think from the Krasensteins again, that George Bush was going to speak at the DNC. And it didn't happen. There was no surprise. Nothing was surprising at all or cool at all about the DNC last night. They leaked a fake story so people would suffer through watching the entire DNC just out of curiosity as to what the surprise was. And Kamala Harris spoke so early in the evening that people actually listened to her entire speech thinking that maybe the surprise was coming after. And then the balloons fell and everyone's like, oh, there was no surprise. Now, not many people on the left are actually recognizing that they were wrong all day in anticipation of said surprise, while people on the right, of course, are noticing that that was stupid, that that wasn't even real. Not a lot of people are putting together the fact that it was leaked intentionally to keep people watching because the DNC on its own is not entertaining enough. Just like they have to have Beyonce open up at their rallies for people to show up, other celebrities, other performers have to come to these rallies in order to draw a crowd, and then they just pray that the crowd stays for the boring speech afterward. So they had to leak a fake story that there was going to be a similar entertainment value to this DNC in order to keep people interested long enough to actually watch what these people had to say. This is clip number 9 of Don Lemon yesterday being what he does, doing what he does best, just being totally full of crap. Clip number 9, please.
I'm sure you guys have read all the headlines, all the stuff on social media about who's going to be at the DNC. Is it going to be Beyonce? Is it going to be Taylor Swift? Here's what I hear from sources. If it's going to be anyone, it would be Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and George W. Bush speaking. Those would be the heavy hitters. And it could happen. I'm just saying.
Dumb. So dumb and fake. Faking gay. You know, literally faking gay. And speaking of dumb things that people say, let's look at what Adam Kinzinger had to say. Maybe he was the surprise. I'll tell you what. Nobody was surprised to see him on the stage, the leftist clown. This is clip number 31 of Kinzinger making remarks about how he feels about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a weak man pretending to be strong. He is a small man pretending to be big.
This is a guy who got shot in the face and stood up and said, fight, 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 raising his fists. You can't fake that.
Who can't stop playing the victim. He puts on, listen, he puts on quite a show, but there is no real strength there.
Okay, so here's another dumbass. In clip number 10, we have Pete, Mayor Pete, talking about how important it is for us to come together. He's been praised so much recently for his incredible rhetoric and finesse and suave. Clip number 10 here. Actually, you know what? We're going to save it for the other side because we are coming up on a break in 44 seconds. I'll run it as soon as we come up on the other side of this break, which is only going to be 2 minutes long. But please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We wish that we could just be on the air all the time without running ads, without doing plugs. Even though we love these products and we believe in them and we do get a sense of fulfillment knowing that we provide these to our audience, our listeners, and American patriots because of their incredible benefits, we'd much rather just be on the air broadcasting the news and spreading the truth than plugging or running ads. But we have to run ads and we have to plug because this operation cannot go on without money. We are under assault. Every week is precious here. Every listener is precious. And the crew is precious. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Invest in your own health and keep InfoWars on the air.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, This is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.